Because the men are fornicating. That's why. That's why. Friend, it's time to repent. It's time to repent if we have any hope of redemption, any hope of restoration, any hope of revival, any hope of recovery and renewal. Isn't it? Get a copy of my book, Renewing the Soul of America, $18. Save America Ministries. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Pray for this situation, friend. Pray. And then let's be obedient and speak the truth in love. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, if you're out there in the listening audience, it doesn't look like our guest is available right now. Hopefully he'll be along very, very shortly. But in the meantime, if you have anything you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a question and give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. Looks like our guest is not answering his telephone. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, why, give us a call. But I wanted to point out that we are in really serious problems economically. And most Americans really don't understand what is happening. We no longer have a free enterprise system. We have a system that's run by a central bank that really manipulates and has created an artificial prosperity by giving us a debt currency, which means a currency which has absolutely no value. In fact, certainly traditionally, why currencies with no value last about 40 years and they collapse. This has happened time and time again, which is why in our Constitution it is stipulated that Congress will have the right to coin and mint money, and but it certainly says nothing about creating paper money, but to coin and mint money. And basically, of course, then the banks would have the responsibility of issuing money, but individual banks, not one central bank. And of course, if a bank suddenly created money and they couldn't stand behind it, why, the banker would go off to prison where he'd be deserved. So bankers certainly had to be responsible. But unfortunately, when we brought in this central bank that we have today, when we brought in the what we call the Federal Reserve System, which isn't federal and it doesn't have any reserves, why, we laid the foundation for one of the greatest catastrophes that has ever seen humanity, because we are going to enter into the greatest financial collapse in all history. The dollar is going to collapse. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And basically, if you doubt that, why, I suggest you don't take my word for it. There's a fellow named Richard Haass, and he certainly knows what's going on. He's the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. One of the 85 members of the North American branch of the Trilateral Commission, and writing in Time magazine, of all places, and I believe it was the 10th of May, but if you want to see the article, we can get it for you. He talks about what's going on in our country financially and points out that it's not a matter of when, not if, we are going to see a financial collapse in America. Those are his words, not mine. It's a matter of when, not if, we're going to have a financial collapse. Then he said, because he'd like to be more optimistic, but he really doesn't see how we can avoid it. And when Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, makes that statement, you know we're in real trouble. Well, right now it's going to be open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, because, of course, our guest is not answering, and so we're certainly going to have to look to you to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, of course, what we're going to see, of course, is the fact that the Federal Reserve System is simply going to continue printing money. Basically, the Federal Reserve is buying at least 70, if not a higher percentage of all the money put out by all the debt that exists, because other countries don't want to buy our debt, and that's a real problem. Well, we've got Thomas on the line, so let's go to Thomas. Hi, Thomas. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, and we're going to be back with Thomas in just a minute. Thomas is works for the freeze-dry guy. We're going to be talking about the coming crisis. There's all reasons to have a crisis, but there's also reasons to make your preparations so that you can look after yourself and your family. And, of course, you don't have a supply of freeze-dry food there. Why, you're going to have to think about it. And we'll be talking with Thomas about that as a possibility here in just a moment, so don't even think about changing that dial. Right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Thomas, and we're going to have open lines. If you have a question for Thomas, who comes from the freeze-dry guy, and they provide freeze-dry food and for people beginning to make preparations for the catastrophic events that I believe are coming. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Thomas, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But Thomas is just saying that the freeze-dried food will last at least 25 or 30 years, and certainly all you have to do is simply open it, add water. The freeze-dried food, most of them have a high protein content, which will really help to get you through a difficult time that you should be getting the, what you ordinarily eat. If you like to eat a lot of meat, then you ought to be laying in the meat supplies, fruits and vegetables. And there really are all sorts of fruits and vegetables now. Certainly they're the packs that you can get if you're going camping and that sort of thing. But if you certainly are going to be certainly storing this for long-term storage for you and your family, why the number 10 tins are excellent. And basically, freeze-dried guys been at this for, what, 35 years, something like that?
Yeah, he actually started back when he was a Green Beret. It was 1970. The military was looking for upgrades on the foods they used to feed the soldiers, like sea rations. And when freeze-dried food was first introduced to the Special Forces, the guys loved it. And it was easier to carry. It was... you know, for a lot of those guys back then, the meal and a delicious meal was kind of a highlight of the day. And picture yourself out in the woods or in some area where you're in a bunker and you're staking a place out and you're looking for the enemy. Then, you know, a good delicious meal where all you had to do was add water. That was a pretty good thing for those fellas.
Okay, fine. So basically. Now, what specifically you say that people should certainly have to store what they ordinarily eat, but what sort of vegetables do you have? What sort of fruits do you have for people? What are the options that they have?
Well, right now, Dr. Stan, for your listeners, this current month, we have a Dog Days of Summer sale, and the vegetables and fruits included in that are green peas, green beans, freeze-dried corn, and there's also banana slices, pineapple chunks, and strawberries. So these are fruits and vegetables that many people are accustomed to eating, and it's still going to have that same nutrition that people are looking for when they do open these cans at a time of when they need.
So now how many servings would there be in the average can? Or can you give any sort of an estimate?
Well, I can. In the in a number 10 can of banana slices, it's 20 and a half servings. Pineapple chunks is 20 and a half. Strawberries is 20 and a half. Corn is 22 servings. Green peas is 23 servings. And the green beans is 20 servings.
So basically, you get a good serving of this, and then, of course, you probably would want to have some meat with that as well. And certainly, what's different types of meats do you actually have?
Well, there's beef, there's chicken. Beef is as you can imagine, a very popular item, and it's real meat too. Again, I come back to it's choices like ground beef or diced chicken or diced beef or cream beef. It's real meat that has been gone through the process of being freeze-dried. And, you know, a lot of people who haven't had this kind of food before are very pleasantly surprised at how delicious it really is.
And don't you have a beef stroganoff as well?
Oh yeah, there's beef stroganoff. There's a number of different entrees. We even have desserts too for the people who can't get through a meal without having that special cherry on top, so to speak.
Okay, fine. And so I think it's important that people understand that these products are available, and that certainly now, how would they get in touch with you and order them?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. If they have internet access, freeze-dry.com and by
now,
telephone.
Now, freeze dry guy is all one word, freeze dry guy, right?
Yes, freeze dry guy, just as it sounds. And by telephone, the number is 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
All right, fine. And basically, of course, now, are people really becoming aware of the fact that we are really, I believe, moving towards a crisis situation, whether it be a financial crisis, whether it'll be an EMP attack, whether it'll be some sort of a war in the Middle East, whether it'll certainly be a collapse of our currency. I don't know what it's going to be, but I do know we're living in very uncertain times. I do know that the Federal Reserve is feeding almost $1 trillion a year, or certainly, of money that they don't have. Is just creating it out of nothing just to try to keep our economy collapsing. And they've been able to do this. I mean, you just keep pouring money out. It's sort of like you go down, you have a credit card, and you can keep buying and buying and buying and buying. You never have to worry about it until the time comes when you got to pay that money back. You start paying the interest on all the money you borrowed on your credit card, and suddenly you're in real trouble. Well, that's what our government is doing. And before long, certainly at the current rate, why the largest certainly item on our federal budget will not be Social Security or Medicare or the military. It'll be paying interest on the national debt, because they're borrowing almost $1 trillion a year at the present time. And that's what they did during the almost $5 trillion during the first 4 years of the Obama administration. And we're keeping right on track. So basically, what is going to happen, we don't know. But we do know we live in very uncertain times, and Freeze Dry Guy does help to support Radio Liberty. But we like their product. We like their product long before they began advertising with us. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Thomas, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Thomas, what happens after you actually opened up a can of this? Now, how long will it keep once you've opened the can and you have one of these plastic caps that go off at the top of it?
Well, pretty much if you open a can, you've probably got a good month or so to eat what's left of it. These servings for a family, you'll get good mileage out of them, but you do have to choose your battles carefully and make sure in the event of any of these unfortunate incidents that you've just talked about occur, you want to make sure you have enough. Because the problem, Dr. Stan, is a lot of people say, it's like, oh, I'll get to it. You know, it's like saving for a rainy day. The problem is when a rainy day comes, you're scrambling looking for an umbrella. When it comes to food, you have to remember that your supermarket, pretty much no matter where you are, is only going to have 3 days worth of food on an average day. When a crisis comes, as we've all been through at one time or another, that food gets gobbled up very, very quickly. And then, so when you don't have food and you don't have water, then the lack of social order comes in, and then people are scrambling, doing things and making bad choices to try to get the things that they could have stored and that they could have had. So then people start to worry about looting, and they start to worry about, other acts of violence from people who wouldn't normally be that way. And they start to think about, what do I need to do to protect my family? Well, there's a way right now for not a lot of money that you can buy yourself that peace of mind now before that disaster happens. And where you are in California, earthquakes, you don't get a warning when they're coming. They happen, and then you have to react. So this is really about being proactive and taking care of the essential things in your life that you need for your family, such as food and water.
All right, fine. And so basically, we don't know exactly when you would need this, but it's just nice to have it on hand. And certainly, there are many people out there across America who are actually laying in the supplies. Basically, I would think that certainly seeing the way the uncertainties we have, certainly, I mean, you listen to it. Within the last 48 hours, the ruler of Iran, the chief Ayatollah over there, he said that the Muslims are going to take over the West. And he made that statement quite openly. He didn't talk about war or anything. He just said the Muslims are going to take over the West. Well, that certainly doesn't sound like we're going to be living in peace for a long time. He's also said that Israel is going to have to be destroyed. So basically, I think we live in uncertain times, and people should be making preparations. Hang on here for just a minute here.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and no, we have several people calling in. So again, if you would like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But basically, of course, now you basically deal with Mountain House food, don't you? Do you have other types of dehydrated food, or certainly of freeze dried food besides Mountain House?
Yeah, we have dehydrated food. Dehydrated food is an option. It's got a shelf life as well. This is, you know, kind of stuff that people may recall got started with the space program. But it's light in weight. It's small. It's also very resistant to decay. It's good long term food storage.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for our guests. Otherwise, we'll be back here in just a moment. And of course, what we have Thomas with us, and Thomas is from Freeze Dry Foods, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Now, basically, we have Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan, and he was simply asking, certainly, what specifically she should have. He's got beans and water and rice and things like that put aside, and Thomas is responding to him. Go right ahead, Thomas.
And that's smart what Bruce is doing, that he is storing vegetables. And, you know, one thing that you're going to want to do, Bruce, is you're going to want to rotate that stuff, and you're going to want to check it from time to time. Some people don't want to take a risk and find out if something is spoiled or not, but you want to find that out before the event occurs.
What do you mean, like taste
when
it?
You don't need it, then find out that it has gone bad at a time when you do need it. So the advantages for freeze dried are that you know it's going to be there when you need it most, and it's going to have a super long shelf life. But what you're doing is smart. You can also do that with other grains and store those for your family when you need it.
Nuts can get rancid. Is there a way to keep them from getting rancid?
Well, you want to put it in a cool, dry place and put it above the ground, maybe on like a sled of wood or something, or at least keep it off the ground a little bit. And I'm not sure you're in Michigan, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got winters there more than we do here where I am in Arizona. But you're just going to want to check it from time to time. But if you can add some freeze dried or dehydrated food, then you'll have a little added peace of mind to what you're already doing.
Yeah, I know. I've watched Jim Baker. He sells that stuff too, and they go hog wild on that sometimes, eating some of their tasty dehydrated fruit.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Well,
thanks very much, Bruce. And anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Well, I just that was the main question. Is there, other than the taste advantage, if you're just eating a Spartan staple, you know, you're not getting real fancy, is it okay just to have dry food with the silica gel packs to keep it dry?
Yes, sir, it is. And one of the benefits of the pouches is they're lighter weight, easier to carry at times when you might need it. But yes, they are very well done products as well.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much, Bruce. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Thomas, I want you to get out your telephone number and your website again once more, so people will know how to get in touch with your organization. How can they reach you?
It is by telephone, 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or on the internet, it is www.freeze, freezedryguy.com.
Well, I know why I think people ought to be getting the food supplies in, but what would you want to tell them from your point of view, because you work in this industry, what would you tell them why they should be laying in a good supply of freeze-dry food and the other items that you carry at the present time?
Well, it's that peace of mind, and it could come from a variety of events that could just turn your lives upside down. Right now, we're right in the middle of hurricane season, and we're coming up on the time in 2 weeks from now. You might recall is the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and we all know the damage that storm did, and how it greatly exceeded the predictions. for that hurricane. And then, you know, 2 months later is the first anniversary of Superstorm Sandy. So weather is a factor. The international incidents that you mentioned are a factor. The financial instability is a factor. So what food really is in many people's lives on any given day, food is comfort. But imagine when any of these traumatic events occur, how food is comfort and more. It is survival. So it is, think about all the reasons where you might need food and think about how bad it would be if you don't have it for yourself and your loved ones.
Okay, fine. Well, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you on our other programs. In fact, I'm going to call you and get you on to our early morning program as well. God bless, and thanks very much for being with us.
You too, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. This is Dr. Stan. We're going to do open lines the next hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And we certainly welcome your calls. Any subject you'd like, it's open line. So we'll talk what you'd like about. And if not, why, you're just going to have to hear me rambling on. So our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-2295. Give us a call right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis, at the Radio Liberty Network, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. So you give us a call if you have a question, a comment, anything you'd like to talk about. But Have you ever wondered what in heaven's name are we doing over there in the Near East and Middle East? Sydney, in Syria, why we wanted to replace Assad because we want to bring a democratic government into power. And yet, of course, when they elected a democratic government in Egypt, why we financed the military that overthrew the democratically elected government of Morsi, whether you like Morsi or not, doesn't really matter. I mean, he may be affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood, but he was elected by majority rule. He was elected democratically. And so we overthrow him. And yet, of course, we justify going into Syria and, of course, financing the Al-Qaeda rebels. These are Al-Qaeda rebels, ladies and gentlemen. This is Al-Qaeda that we're fighting in Afghanistan. We're funding in Syria. What in heaven's name is going on? Well, they just feel that the American people are too dumb. They have to take a look and see what's really going on and understand that we've funded the Al-Qaeda terrorists. We funded the Taliban. We funded this whole world terrorist movement since it first began back in the 1980s. And where is the outcry from our congressmen? Where is the outcry from our people across America? And of course, it's deafening and it's silence because we're too busy watching the upcoming football season now. And certainly But the sporting season is beginning to wind down now as football comes forward. But our emphasis and our attention is on all sorts of other things that, rather than what is taking place in the world. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. It's open lines. And I would love to hear what you would like, if you have a question, a comment, or what you'd really like to talk about. But basically, if you look and see what's happening in China today, there's increasing unrest in China. Basically, of course, they've had a tremendous increase in prosperity. They've moved hundreds of millions of people from the farms into the cities. They built all of these massive cities all over China, and nobody's living in them. But basically, they're planning on moving another 200 million people from the farms into the cities. And they're just going ahead and building the cities right now and waiting for the businesses to come. And they think that down the line they're going to. Basically, of course, China is moving towards a much more solid financial situation than we have. China is getting gold behind their currency, and basically they're the largest gold producer in the world. They're also the largest gold importer in the world. China is developing a very, very large supply of gold. And if China, of course, assumes and gets a large supply of gold, they're going to use that to back their currency. And people will want to identify with a gold-backed currency, not a currency such as we have, which is constantly being undermined. And basically, countries throughout the world look and see what America is doing, and they know that 20 years ago, we were the largest creditor nation in the world. We lent more people money, gave more people money than any other nation in the world. And now we're the largest debtor nation in the world with a debt of over 16.7 trillion dollars. It's much, much larger than that. They're simply borrowing money. And this is until the end of this fiscal year, which comes the end of September. And basically, we're going to, at that time, find that our national debt is about $17 trillion and is going to keep increasing. Because, of course, the thing is that what you need to do is cut spending. But the government doesn't want to cut spending. The politicians don't want to cut spending. Why? Well, if you talk about cutting back on Medicare, if you talk about cutting back on Medicaid, if you talk about cutting back on Social Security, if you talk about cutting back on all the giveaway programs, everybody has a vested interest in getting money from the government. Over half of all the people in the United States are getting some sort of a government check or government stipend. And so the politicians are all afraid to cut spending. Well, then the only thing we can do, since we're spending a lot more than we're taking in, is to increase taxes. But of course, they don't want to increase taxes. You increase taxes, why, the people get mad at the politicians who vote to increase taxes. In fact, basically, if you are a politician, you vote to decrease taxes, why, chances are you're going to get reelected. So if you can't cut spending or increase taxes, what do? Well, you just continue borrowing. and borrowing and borrowing. But they get to a certain point there where you begin to get into a problem from borrowing. Why? Because you have to pay interest. You have to borrow the money at interest. Certainly, as of about a year ago, the interest rate on the 10-year note, 10-year bond, was 1.5%. It's now 2.5%. And we're putting out almost a half a trillion dollars, not quite, about $440 billion a year, certainly of interest, certainly, but with an interest rate of 2.5%. What happens when that interest rate goes back to where it has been, usually 6%? It'll mean that certainly almost half of all the money that's coming into the federal government, that's about $2.2 trillion a year, almost half of that will be used to pay interest on the national debt. And there won't be any money for the military. There won't be any money for Social Security or Medicare other than the money that's coming in. And basically, the whole system begins to collapse. And this is where we're really headed today. And nobody wants to tell the American people. The politicians don't want to say, look, we're doing what will get us the votes. And that's what's wrong with democracy. People always tend to vote in a democracy for the person who's going to give them the most, either cut their taxes or give them more in the way of benefits. And that's why our founding fathers stipulated in the Constitution that we were to be a republic, never to be a democracy. And certainly, if you read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and certainly the state constitutions, if you read the Pledge of Allegiance, it's always to the republic. America is to be a republic. Why? Because our founding fathers realized that democracies always end up in dictatorship. And that is why the people who want a dictatorship have taken over our educational system, have taken over the media, and basically they've convinced us that we are a democracy and we're not. We are still a republic, and if we were adhering to the laws of this land, we wouldn't be in the problems we are today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we invite you to give us a call. Basically, because our regularly scheduled guest is not with us, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we'll be back in just a moment here.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Ron calling from Washington State. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, sir, but our country isn't doing so well.
Oh, it sure isn't. Are we coming through all right on the radio up there in Washington State?
We certainly are. They've had some problems. I think that hopefully they haven't fixed.
Okay, and, go right ahead.
Well, as you're certainly right, this was formed, our country was formed to be a republic. However, we have degenerated into an oligarchy run by some of the most corrupt shysters around. Five judges can literally declare war on reality itself.
And now, you're speaking of the Supreme Court justices, of course.
Well, I call them the super shysters, but I think my term is a little bit more accurate.
Well, I call them the finest judges that money could buy, because basically they're either being bribed but they're certainly not interpreting the Constitution, but it's always 5-4. It almost try to get the idea, well, if we just had one more judge, everything would be all right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Supreme Court has been rigged ever since Franklin Delano Roosevelt packed it with Masons back in 1936. And we haven't had an honest Supreme Court since then, but they always put a couple of good people on, and then another lot of people who will vote whichever way they're told to vote. These people are not interpret the Constitution. We are a republic. We are not a democracy, and yet there's nobody on the Supreme Court who's going to tell us that. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, we have people in Congress, our U.S. representatives specifically, who have taken an oath to preserve and protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. I consider most of the people on the Supreme Court to be enemies of the Constitution. laws are not valid if they contradict reality or biblical morality. And with some of their recent pronouncements, they contradicted both. They've legislated from the bench. They have committed, to me, acts of treason. Nothing's done. How come these people haven't, they don't have articles of impeachment written against them?
That is because, of course, the congressmen are afraid to speak out and do what's right because they know they'll be targeted by the media. Why? Because there'll be large sums of money be put up to back somebody who's going to run against them, certainly, in the next congressional or Senate election. And if you want to get reelected, you go along and get along. You don't do what's right or you don't do what's constitutional, and you certainly don't do what's moral. Go right ahead.
Well, I would say that they could write a book called Profiles in Cowardice. It's disgraceful that we let them get away with that. They should be recalled. If they're not going, to do the work, don't take the job. That would be a good slogan that I would have.
Well, Ron, are you going to run for Congress? You're going to run for a state office up there?
I'm running for school board, and right now I'm way, way behind. I did make the general, but my opponent, everything's just hunky-dory, and schools are great. Let's just keep everything going on. Let's support Common Core and all this. And
How many people are running in the election there for the school board now?
Well, I had one. There were three people in the primary. I finished second, so I get to go on to the general. The other candidate got a little bit more than 50%. I'd have to change some votes. Plus, you know, in the primary.
Do you want to go ahead and put out your information, maybe a telephone number or a website? Maybe some of our listeners would like to pitch in and help you, because basically, of course, the thing is the establishment puts up all the money that they need to keep their people in positions of power. And what we need are people who understand America, who care about it, not simply the pawns of the elite. How can people get in touch with you and support your run for the school board?
Well, my website is Higgins, H-I-G-G-I-N-S, then the number 4, then Richland Schools, R-I-C-H-L-A-N-D, S-C-H-O-O-L-S, Higgins for Richland Schools, .com.
Okay, so Higgins for Richland Schools, RichlandSchools.com. If you're up there in the listening audience, we know we have a lot of listeners there in the state of Washington, at least in your section there around Spokane and the eastern part. Why, of course, you want to give Ron a hand. I know he wants to do the right thing. He's motivated by wanting a better education, not the Common Core education, which is just one more step in the way of destroying belief in God and family and country. And that's what our education system is being used for, destroy faith in God, family, and country, and undermine, certainly, the very souls of our children.
I would kind of echo that. One of the things that people should be looking into is what are they teaching the teachers? In teachers' colleges, that's another thing that we ought to investigate. I would imagine that they're certainly not getting a strict constructionist view of our republic or our foundational document. That definitely needs to get it looked into. Boys and girls have physical education classes together, which I can think is absolutely scandalous. And the girls don't get anything out of it. They don't want to be participating in sports with the boys running around. So they don't get anything out of it. And it's probably going to get a lot worse with Common Core, knowing some of the mindset of some of the people who are running it. And I think Common Core is just the first step to transferring educational control to UNESCO.
Well, if you're out there in listening audience, you'd like to know more about Common Core, we have an excellent 4-CD set on that. We have a book that was written by our good friend Orlean Kula on the Common Core. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 800-544-8927, if you'd like to get either the 4-CD set or the book on Common Core. Basically, it's a subversive educational program. Also, I would simply say that if you love your children, your grandchildren, get them out of government schools because it'll destroy their faith in God and family and country, the Robinson Homeschool is an excellent program. Voice of Grace is put forward by our good friend Art Robinson. Only costs $195 for the whole 12-year program. The other only additional thing you have to get are the math books, which you get every year from Dr. Robinson. But if you want more information on this excellent homeschool program where the child really educates themselves and goes at their own rate, and their own speed. And certainly with Dr. Robinson's children, when they first got into college, they skipped the first 2 years of college because they were so far ahead of their counterparts. Anyway, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. Because basically, even though I admire Ron for trying to straighten up our schools, I've been trying to do it for 50 years. And during that time, we've lost too many children. And so basically, I think get them out of public schools and get them into either homeschooling or a Christian school. But this homeschooling program is excellent. It's inexpensive. And the children are so much better because, of course, they spend their time with adults and have adult values rather than picking up attitudes that children will learn on the schoolyard from one another. But anything else? Go ahead, Ron.
Well, people talk about socialization. Well, send your kids to a street gang and have them socialize. You know, send them to the skate park. What are they learning? Who are the people who are going to be setting their standards for them? Sometimes from kids who come from some of the most dysfunctional families, and they've had to take the lead because they're not getting any leadership at home. And those are the people who are going to be setting the standards for the kids.
Setting the standards for your children and your grandchildren out there in the audience, ladies and gentlemen, get your kids out of the public schools, the government schools, the corrupting schools, because believe me, they're going to destroy their faith in God. That's the purpose of the education, not to educate them, but to dumb them down and make them subservient to the state. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, I don't want to certainly demean a lot of teachers are very, very dedicated people, wonderful people. You have wonderful Christian folks in the schools, but I had a long talk with Arlene Curley, and she related some facts about these master teachers who are literally stooges from the federal government who come in and make sure you follow the script precisely, and if you don't, union, no union, tenure, no tenure, they'll run you off. They're going to smoke out the good teachers who really care about the kids and run them off, and they'll just dumb down the smart ones and abandon the slower ones, and it's going to be a real mess as far as I can see with this Common Core.
And of course, Arlene is a teacher herself, just like Ron is. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. God bless you, Ron. Thanks very much for calling in.
God bless.
Bye bye.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported or really dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience to help us. And if you recently, by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, subscribe to our newsletter, take our four best CDs or tapes of the month, get the books and the videos and the DVDs and the four CDs and tape sets that we offer through Radio Liberty. And we carry a number of products. We have certainly a list of spices, which we offer. Why? Because we use them. We think they're great. We have a series of health products. We carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We carry the Berkey products. We carry something called PRI, which is certainly a product that will help you to revitalize gasoline and diesel fuel. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Basically, of course, if you're in a position to donate to Radio Liberty, why, of course, this does help us. And if you're not in a position to donate to Radio Liberty, we ask you to pray for our provision and protection, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual and satanic forces. This is not imaginary. It's really very real. This is why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. And we gave this certainly in Colorado Springs here just about a week or so ago, and we got a standing ovation for it, one of the few standing ovations given. It's a very important message, and I was really flattered that people thought enough of it. I think you'll enjoy the talk. It's about an hour and a half long. It's on DVD. And then, of course, we have certainly my talk on Population Control, The Secret Agenda. We have other talks on population control, but they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do hope many of you will go to our website, where you can, of course, watch our DVDs there, but you can listen to our radio programs at least 4 hours a day, 4 hours a day live, 24 hours a day archived, and please go there and encourage other people to go so we can keep you abreast of what's really going on. Suddenly, I think we're going to see some rapidly unfolding events here in the coming weeks and months. Certainly, China is having real economic problems. Europe is having real economic problems. And remember, what you're reading in the newspaper is all propaganda. Certainly, Italy is certainly on the verge of financial collapse, as is Greece, and certainly Spain and Portugal are not far behind. But you're not going to hear this. The regular channels are telling you everything's getting better and then not getting better. And basically, of course, we hope many of you will certainly get others listening to our radio programs, and certainly it's just at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Because, of course, the Internet is giving us a tremendous opportunity to reach people as we never have before. What's really so interesting is a recent survey showed that only 29% of the people in America are primarily getting their news from the newspapers anymore. It used to be that it was 49% of the people got their information from the newspapers. It's gone from 49% to 29% here in the last 10, 15 years. So the internet gives us a wonderful opportunity to reach people, certainly with the DVDs, certainly with videos on YouTube, or certainly with a radio program such as ours. We don't have the facilities for being on television, on internet, but there are an awful lot of good programs out there. Alex Jones is doing a good job. An awful lot of people have great programs up on the internet, and we recommend them to you. Basically, the other side is concerned because they're losing control. And basically, of course, people are beginning to think independently, and more people understand there is a small clique of evil people who run our government. And, of course, those who follow our ministry realize that these people are actually Luciferian. And if you don't believe it, go to their website, Trilateral Commission, trilateral.org, trilateral.org, and look at their logo. If you look very carefully, you'll see the three sixes and the upside-down broken cross. Why would they use three sixes and an upside-down broken cross? Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Oh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing us the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily the views of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw, from freedomadvocates.com. That's freedomadvocates.com. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
Well, Dr. Stan, just nicely. I mean, the world is not in great shape, but, life goes forward. But we need to begin to pay a lot more attention to what's happening around the world, and particularly what's happening as directed through our federal government in respect to this remake of the world and changing its order and causing America really to be left in the dustbin of history. And
what you're speaking now is this effort to reorganize our society through the master plan for the 21st century, Agenda 21. And basically, they intend to change the whole structure of civilization. That sounds so outlandish, but this is what they really intend, isn't it, Michael?
Well, it is. And, you know, the last couple times I've been with you on your show, I've talked about the One Bay Area plan, which is a plan to completely reshape San Francisco Bay Area. And I want to update the progress, the globalist progress, in respect to that effort, because this is the prototype for the Agenda 21 remake of metropolitan America. And what happens here in the San Francisco Bay Area is going to spread to every metropolitan area. And so people ought to pay attention to what's happening here in California. because this is the model for what's coming your way. And if you want to build on our successes here, you're going to have to get started before the program is in full effect in your community, because that's when we're going to begin to really defeat these programs and restore balance and reason to the American government.
Okay, well, go right ahead, Michael.
Well, One Bay Area, for those who don't know what that is the ultimate prototype type, the reflection of the perfected Agenda 21 program. Now, in short, what that program includes, not the whole ballgame, but what it includes is to reorient how it is that society operates and how humans live. And one of the programs for that reconstitution is what's called smart growth. Now, smart growth is one of the land use plans of Agenda 21, and the Bay Area has adopted, just on July 18th of this year, the One Bay Area program, which comes out from the federal government through its COG organization. COGs are councils of government. They're prototypical Soviets that have responsibility all across America for distributing out federal dollars.
And I think it's so important that people understand that there is a master plan. There's a small group of people who believe that they have the wisdom to remake society, and basically they're doing an amazing job of it. What most Americans don't understand is we have far more socialism in America than they ever had in Russia. I mean, in China, they don't even have a social security system. Certainly, they do not have a Medicare system. They may have some sort of a socialized medical system, but nowhere near as extensive as what we have in America. We have far more socialism in America than they ever had in Russia. This is why they keep our attention focused on the enemy, whereas the enemy is right here, and this small group of elitists now has come up with a plan to totally restructure our society. Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century. It's certainly being put together. It's going to be started in the Bay Area and then spread all across America, all across the world. The elite have a plan and they're implementing it.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage.
And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Stan, Michael's something talking about. I said to the ABAG, this Association of Bay Area Governments, ABAG, and basically a massive bureaucracy to include 101 cities. And the cities join this COG, a Council of Governments, basically because they get federal dollars. Well, of course, they're going to use a quarter or half a trillion dollars to bribe all of the cities into going along and turning over their sovereignty to this bureaucratic organization, which then is going to accept standards to regulate every aspect of life and housing in this area of 101 cities. Pick up the story there, Michael.
Well, so the cities, in order to get their money, back, belong to the COG. Now, the problem is the ultimate plan for COG is to do what ABAG is doing now, and that is to put so many strings attached to those dollars that local government can literally be run from a central location. Now, that location can be Washington, D.C., but if we really look behind it, we could say, gee, that location could be Geneva, Switzerland, because all of these rules for the creation of smart growth communities come from the United Nations under the Agenda 21 protocol. So what does that mean for the Bay Area? People have got to be saying, well, okay, get down to the nuts and bolts. What does that mean? Well, it means that this quarter of a trillion, $292 billion, is being committed through ABAG for the creation of stackable, walkable communities in cities around the Bay Area. Now, the specific locales for these are described as priority development areas. These are very narrow little regions on the San Francisco Peninsula. It's generally the El Camino Real stretch from San Jose to San Francisco, where the infrastructure to the tune of over a quarter of a trillion dollars is going to be modified to accommodate standard smart growth living. That means stack and pack units with commercial downstairs where you can walk to your job, all set in the same locale. So it'll be community after community going up the El Camino Real with 85% of all development to be focused in the priority development area, and that alone. Now that constitutes about 4% of the Bay Area. So what they're trying to do is take an overpacked area with 7.5 million people and squeeze them ultimately into 4% of the landmass of the Bay Area. I mean, when we talk about stack and pack, this is the prototype. The El Camino Real, this thoroughfare that goes 50 miles, is to become off-limits private automobile, public transportation only. You see, you either ride the train, ride your bike, or walk.
Now, how are they going to force people, though, to go into these housing centers that they're going to be putting out? How are they going to force the people to give up their homes and move in here?
Well, what this focuses on is the nature of the development that occurred. Nothing else will be being built. Everything will be focused not just in stack and pack, but in these very narrow little priority development areas. Now, out in the suburb, part of the program that's not yet been adopted, out in the suburbs, you're going to find city services waning over this period of time. You know, if you're in the rural areas, you're going to find pressures coming from other aspects of the One Bay Area program that relate to what they call priority conservation areas. So this is the wildlands. People know the San Francisco Bay Area. You know, there's a bay that's, on the lowlands, it's filled with development. And then on the peninsula, there's a low mountain range that runs the length of the peninsula. Well, that low mountain range is going to be filled with these priority conservation areas. If you're a private homeowner or landowner in those spots today, you will be forced out. And that's the program that we're seeing across the country with regard to wildlands implementation. But never before have we taken a tightly knit urban community and sought to restructure it on such a total basis.
But you know,
out of the mountains, down by the bay, in the priority development areas, and the financial incentives will be there. You know, they'll waive property taxes for a while. They'll play all kinds of gimmicks on you. They'll make it. They'll start to reduce services in suburban areas, such that it becomes uncomfortable to live in suburbia. And they're going to have you under their thumb, where you can be monitored and controlled. Another element of Agenda 21. That's why the cameras are popping up everywhere. That's why your driver's licenses are being taken with help me out, Dan.
On the driver's license of bio what now?
Biometrics.
Biometrics? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, those pictures are being taken with biometrics. So you can be identified by these cameras with the biometrics that the state has on record matching your driver's license picture. So the technology is moving very fast and being deployed in a way to monitor and control us. What better way to do that than to stuff us all into a narrow living corridor where our jobs and our commercial services and our residences are all stacked and packed, and where there just isn't any room for automobiles.
I think that, so if you tell people this, Michael, most of them are going to think you're crazy. They say, how could they ever hope to get away with that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they've gotten away with so much already. They have a program. They're proceeding with it long term. This is not going to happen tomorrow. Little bit by little bit, as the people of the city are forced to go along with the authoritarian structure that is being planned by this small little elite who think that they know the best way to restructure our society. And basically they are. They're going to bring in all sorts of people, sitting from other countries who will simply vote. They'll vote the Democratic line. Without ever understanding, this is all moving us towards a fascist society, everything regulated by a massive bureaucracy. A few people will stand up and fight it, but they'll be crushed. They'll be financially, they'll get them financially one way or the other, bring lawsuits against them. They'll have them watched and monitored. Everything is to be certainly watched. That's why they have their cameras every place. This is why they're reading every one of your emails and every one of your faxes. They're listening to all of your telephone conversations. They're permanently recorded. Everywhere in America, everywhere in the world where they said they have electronics, they're recording telephone calls and keeping them, and they're keeping them personally, and they're simply lying to us about what they're doing. And people say, well, why would they want to do that? This small group of people who want to restructure the world. Would that be a fair statement, Michael?
Well, I think it is, Dr. Stan. But specifically, people might then say, well, this one Bay Area isn't being conducted by this small group of people. And that's probably true. What has been done, though, is a system has been enacted that attracts what I'll characterize as the worst in our society to be able to easily launch themselves in an ABAG organization. Now, the COGS, ABAG in this case, is made up in significant part by elected officials in city and county government. Now, nobody runs for a spot on ABAG. The ABAG coordinators pick the supervisor or the city councilman from the region that they want to have. Now, that means that the politicians who get picked to be put on ABAG are the Democrats and the Republicans who have already shown their willing compliance with the Agenda 21 program. Because you see, it really starts in Washington, D.C. People like to say it starts with the UN. I'm going to say it starts in Washington, D.C. as far as my life is concerned. And Washington, D.C. has taken this system of COGS, a totally extra-constitutional arrangement within government, and has given it the absolute power to make the globalist program a local action plan. And to do that, they use the protocols of Agenda 21, which is a written document accepted by the Executive Department for, quote, voluntary implementation in the United States. The only reason it's voluntary is that George Bush Sr., when he signed Agenda 21, knew he couldn't get it through the Senate, knew knew he couldn't get, high exposure from the American people to the Agenda 21 program. So instead, he and his successor, Bill Clinton, simply quietly implemented Agenda 21 protocol through the federal agencies and down through the federal COGS. Now, federal COGS were brought into existence in the 1950s by Dwight Eisenhower. They were instituted for the purpose of building the American highway system, a power that the Constitution never gave the federal government. So they created the COGS system in order to pretend to bypass constitutional norms and to be able to fund that operation.
But that was back in the 1950s, Michael.
That's right. It was Eisenhower who formed COGS, who initiated the COGS system.
And this is a long-range plan. A lot of the people who started this are long since dead, but there's a powerful spiritual force that's energizing this whole effort to bring about this one utopian society where everybody is equally suppressed and oppressed by this ruling elite. But go right ahead.
Well, so COGS were originally advertised and remain voluntary organizations. So state by state, COGS were beginning to be formed. None were formed in California until in the early 70s, when then-Governor Ronald Reagan said, the era of horse and buggy government is over, meaning local government. I'm bringing COGS to the state of California. So what we have is a program generally associated with liberal politicians, having been instituted by Republican politicians. The idea here is that whether they're Democrats or Republicans, they're all in support, quietly in support of the COG. Because things like this happened. The COG in San Francisco conducted phony vision processes that were attended to by citizens, mostly 90% or more, in objection to the plan. This thing proceeded for a year and a half and was just rubber stamped approved by these elected officials acting as COG representatives in a meeting July 18th of this year.
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be back in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is being implemented today, and you're never going to hear about this for regular channels.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Dr. Stan and Michael simply saying that there is some good news, and that is that here in the Northern California, in this Bay Area, why, of course, there are more and more citizens that are becoming aware of what's going on. And although you're not going to read about this in the newspapers, because the newspaper here in Santa Cruz is owned by Bill Gates, and so many of the newspaper over in San Jose, primary one, owned by Bill Gates. And certainly Bill Gates is part and parcel of this problem. Why do you think he gets such good press? Certainly, always talked about so nicely on television and radio. It's because Bill Gates, of course, is one of the prime conspirators behind this whole thing. But basically, of course, even though you're not going to hear about this in the newspapers, while we do have the internet, we have other means of communication. And so when these meetings are being held in the Bay Area, people are going there and they're speaking out against this. And basically, of course, the other side doesn't quite know what to do. Everything has been done in secret. They didn't want the people to know. Michael is saying that even on some of these, they've actually brought in large numbers of policemen to intimidate the people so that they will simply sit there docilely and not stand up and object to this effort to restrict our freedom and to establish this fascist society, which this is really all about. But Michael was also saying that the citizens who love freedom have actually been able to reach some of these police officers and explain to them what's going on. And we're certainly the vast majority of the American people do not want this authoritarian structure by a small group of elitists and occultists led by Bill Gates and that type of individual. And basically, Michael is saying that there's a great deal to be encouraged about. Would that be a fair statement, Michael?
Well, you know, I don't think we have a choice but to find ways to be encouraged. And when good things happen, there's reason to be encouraged. But that isn't to say that we don't have a huge mountain ahead of us, because this federalized program for local control is being launched in every metropolis across America today, and most of them have their Agenda 21 plans that simply aren't as brazen or as final as the One Bay Area program. But I guarantee you, if you live in a metropolitan area, these same plans are being established for your community. In fact, there was, and I think I mentioned this on a show with you last month, but it's worth mentioning again. There was a conference earlier this year, while the before the One Bay Area plan was adopted, but when it was already a foreseen conclusion. And this conference was held in Silicon Valley under the leadership of an NGO called Joint Venture Silicon Valley. And in attendance, there were about 1,200 high-tech executives. And the keynote speaker, his name is slipping me right now, but the keynote speaker, he's the top video at the freedomadvocates.org, not .com, but .org website. His name was Paul Saffo, gave a presentation. We have 15 minutes of it up on our site. In that 15 minutes, he says, the Bay Area is America's first city-state. That's a capital C and a capital F.
City-state. The Bay Area is America's first city-state. But what they're going to do is have these city-states all over the world. Is that the plan?
Well, let me tell you more about what he says, and you can deduce, one can deduce themselves what all that means. He says that a city-state from California does not report to Sacramento. Instead, it engages on international field for politics and economic dynamics, much like Singapore does today. Now, from the ICLEI organization, you can learn that their purpose is the reformation of the United Nations into the United Cities. And so what we're really talking about is a series of cities around the world that form the framework for global governance, where cities don't take their directions from their state or national capital, but instead take their directions from an international Congress, the kind of Congress that ICLEI already operates, and for which cities like Santa Cruz send representatives to. So what we have is really in the making the world system by a dynamic of default coupled with federal dollars to make sure the infrastructure is built for achievement of that world order.
And of course, this is not done then with the permission of Congress or the Senate. It's not done with the permission of our state legislators. It's simply being done by this small little cabal. Would that be a fair statement, Michael?
Well, I think that Washington has plenty to do with it. Sacramento has plenty to do with it. And the local officials who sit on ABAC have a whole lot to do with it. In fact, these people are all treasonous folks. We need to be delivered what's called an prison of treason.
But you think that the members of Congress, really know what's going on?
Well, I think the members of Congress are responsible for the establishment of the federal cog system. If they can't watch out for what it's doing, then they need to be replaced.
Well, I certainly would never disagree with that. We're going to be back here in just a moment with our special guest right here at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly what Michael is saying is that this COG is a new form of structure of government for America. The whole idea of these councils on government, and basically they are simply, and rather than have our cities and our counties, we're going to have these COGs, and these are certainly going to be super cities, and they're going to be certainly not responsible to the individual, and they're going to be simply run by a massive bureaucracy that self-perpetuates itself. And the fact that certainly what we're doing is totally transforming the structure of our society. And this is going ahead, and you're never going to hear about it because the media is controlled, and our churches are controlled, and our educational system is controlled. And that's why I do what I do, and what Michael does, what he does. Michael, go right ahead with the story.
Well, so we're filing this lawsuit, and the primary focus of this lawsuit is to attack the concept of regionalism from a political and constitutional perspective. What do I mean by regionalism? Well, regionalism is a form of government that operates without internal boundaries. You take regions and you impose a Soviet style of government through appointed officials who implement, you know, a charge that comes from upstream, that comes from the central government. That's why it's called the Soviet. You know, it's a system of councils that all work to a predetermined outcome. Well, as it turns, that's exactly what COGs have been made. They operate as a Soviet and now are taking complete control of the development of a community as large as the San Francisco Bay Area. So our intended lawsuit is to attack regionalism from a political, philosophical perspective. After all, Article 1, I think it's Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, it's Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, which mandates that the federal government guarantee a Republican, and in the American sense, form of government in all states. In other words, when the Union was adopted, the Union said to itself, it is the job of the federal government to make sure that none of the sovereign states go running off and becoming little Soviets. They're to have a Republican form of government, meaning that it's a government with limited authorities and a government that has elected officials and that operates pursuant to a constitution that respects these values.
Could you once again repeat what COG, what the COG means for? What does that stand for?
It stands for a Council of Governments.
Council of Governments. And basically the ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments, is a COG, a Council of Governments. And all these governments get together, and they're not responsible to you as the elected, because they're not elected by you, that you have your local government. But they have to go along with this if they want to get their money. And then over and above them, they'll have this council established by the Soviets, by the bureaucrats. It will not represent you at all. It'll be the people they want who are willing to go along with this autocratic and regulatory system of determining where everybody's going to live and how they're going to live. And you're not going to have a car. You're not going to have transportation. You're going to live in a place. You're going to certainly work in the same place. You're going to shop in the same place. Everything is going to be controlled and guided. Would that be a fair statement, Michael?
Oh, I think that would be a fair statement. But, you know, it leaves out one important ingredient, which I can't talk to very much because, you know, I go by what they say and what they do, and I'm not sure that I have what they're doing in this pursuit down. But part of the written directive of Agenda 21 is to reduce human population by 85%, you know, and presumably the 15% will be those who are compliant and productive in their new world order, with ordinary human beings working as chattel, meaning instruments of a higher human power. And that's really the essence of the pursuit of Agenda 21. You got to remember, the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights actually says in Article 29, Subsection 3, it says that the rights and freedom guaranteed in this document are subject to the policies and principles as adopted by the United Nations. So who is in control is the man behind the black curtain. The American system of government, of course, the man in control is in the heavens. And that's the system of government, the only system of government that has served mankind, because it recognizes that government's powers are limited. And what we're doing is replacing it with this all-powerful, man-directed form of government that's been offered by the United Nations, adopted by Washington, D.C., and is being implemented in your town by the cog closest to you. It's time we wake up.
And I think it's really, well, how do you think that the average individual has any idea? Outside of this, they don't listen to our programs. How are they going to learn about this?
Well, let's hope for some providence. We're not going to learn it through Bill Gates. We're not going to learn it from our children coming home from school. They're just being trained as global citizens, but they're not being told anything. They're not going to learn it at the Rotary Club. They're not going to learn it from their elected officials, although there's a few out there doing just that, and those are the people we need to really champion. And so for those of us who know what this is, there are things one can do, including getting on your city council and exposing the cog to the public. You know, what the job of local public officials today is to expose the nature of the cog so that the citizens say, we don't want the cog, even if that means we don't get federal dollars, because we don't want those stinky dollars.
We don't want the control is what it's all about. Michael, how can people get in touch with you, get in touch with your organization, get your material, and learn more about this?
Well, I think the best way is for people to go to our website, freedomadvocates.org, and you'll find an increasing amount on the One Bay Area program. But you'll really get a deep, well-settled perspective on the nature of Agenda 21, how it gets here, how it gets implemented, and what its purposes really are. And without that, we're finished.
And that's freedomadvocates.org?
.org.
Freedomadvocates.org. Go there. It's an excellent website. And get the information, pull it down, and then start talking to everybody about it. This is a subversive effort. This is with no other explanation. It is subversive. It is a Soviet. This is all about taking away your freedom. And as our attention is focused on the wicked communists in China and the wicked communists in Russia, neither one of them have anywhere near as much socialism as we have in this country. And America is certainly, I going to believe, is going to come under terrible judgment and punishment because of the apathy and indifference of the American people. But go right ahead, Michael.
Well, let's hope that reverses. And part of what we're trying to do at Freedom Advocate from our initial days was to, you know, build tools that ordinary citizens in any place in America use to help inform their friends and neighbors. You know, we've got many articles that are insightful on specific subjects. We have pamphlets. Some of the pamphlets are just outstanding. The Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21 is a well-distributed pamphlet that has helped people in many towns take on the Agenda 21 programs in their communities. And so I recommend that you, in the study of Freedom Advocates, that you read that pamphlet. You can order them at, basically publication costs and distribute them in your community. That's a great way to raise awareness. Now, understanding of this, we don't need to have a majority of people understand. It's always smaller pluralities that create the political dynamic for the succeeding generation. And I think, frankly, today, that of the people who understand Agenda 21, the implementers and the opponents, we have them outnumbered already. We need to increase those numbers, though, to a point where we can have an active, aware group of people in every community in the United States, because the take back has to be at the local level. We are not going to get a Congress with today's political system. We are not going to get a Congress or a U.S. Senate that is going to solve these problems for us. They created the problem, and their jobs are dependent upon not exposing this problem. So we're not going to get help from there. In a state like California, we're not going to get help from our state house either, because, this place runs like a country, and, the legislature is totally committed to Agenda 21. But I don't care if you're in North Dakota. The way to battle this is through your cities and counties. Because if we can win at the grassroots level, those victories will be even bigger than Concord was 230 years ago.
Amen to that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Michael Shaw, who's probably the best informed person in the country about Agenda 21, and certainly is leading the battle to try to let people understand that there is an agenda for the 21st century, and the fact that you never hear about it is because they control the media, and the last thing they want is for the American people to understand that they really do intend to remove most of the population of our country, and the rest of the people will be forced to live in their structured society. These people have an entirely different outlook on the world because, in my estimation, they worship a different God. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. The area, Bay Area governments is being implemented. The COG is being put in place. How far along are they in their programs there, Sydney, in the Bay Area there, Michael, as far as implementing this?
Well, the implementation to this point simply has been that the plan has been adopted by the COG. They did this on a voice vote, so we can't even pick out who on the board, was for and against, although virtually all of them were for. I think all of them were for. But they didn't want to have a recorded vote because, the engines were getting restless. And so they all want to be able to say, I didn't vote for it because it was accepted on a voice vote. Now, what that means is that every city has bought into the priority development areas, where everybody's going to be jammed around the El Camino, and the priority conservation areas, which means that certain rural landowners are going to be tossed off their land. So, I'm sorry, your question, Dr. Stan?
No, that was fine. I just wanted to know how far this had progressed at the present time. So basically, all they've done then is to agree to the plan, and now, of course, then they're going to have to begin to start implementing this.
Correct.
And the fact that the average individual has never heard of these things, doesn't even know what the ABAG is, doesn't understand what a COG is, doesn't understand that this is all cut and dried, doesn't understand who owns the newspapers, who regulates most of what we hear and see. Now, basically, we do here in Santa Cruz, at least, have certainly one radio station, well, our radio station as well, where you can get the truth, but you're not going to get it from the newspaper because that is tightly and rigidly controlled. It has been. I've talked to people. In fact, I talked to a newspaper publisher, not from the Santa Cruz Sentinel, but this is a newspaper publisher who publishes a newspaper within the range of my voice. And that gentleman told me, look, I agree with everything you're saying, But basically, if I were to put in my newspaper what you say and what I know to be true, I would lose my job. The only thing I can do is occasionally run letters to the editor that will put the truth out. But unfortunately, I'm told what to publish. And I've heard this from so many people. I'll never forget many years ago being up in San Francisco on one of the main KGO with one of the major talk show hosts there. And he told me, he said, if I sit on this radio program, what I really believe, I'd lose my job tomorrow. Then we went back on the air, and he said, if anybody ever tried to tell me what to say, I'd quit my job tomorrow. And he looked over at me, and he just winked. And that's the way the system really works. Go ahead.
Well, it is distressing. I would like to appeal to your listening audience. If they go to our site and, study the One Bay Area program, which you'll find in some of the front page articles, and go to our top article, we'll give you a link and a reference to the Stop One Bay Area campaign. And we do need help to fund counsel in this effort. It will be a big effort, although I think we have an effective and efficient roadmap for exposing, if not burying, the COG organization. I think our argument will be a number of arguments in this complaint, but it will focus on the unconstitutionality of a regional government operating at the local level, effectively Sovietizing our political process and destroying the individual's economic circumstance. And, the best way to win is for everybody to know what's going on. But the backup way to win is to rely upon or to hope for an unreliable judicial system to operate as it ought to in the protection of the American institution.
Now, when is this case going to go to court? You said you're bringing this lawsuit?
Well, we intend to file. I think our deadline is in October. We intend to file our complaint then, and then the wheels of justice take over, and what the timing for the actual trial of this issue, it would be unknown by me at this point. But it will be in the next year or two, and by the time a decision like this floats its way through the appellate process, it could be quite some time. It may be that we end up working to get an injunction against them starting the plan until the litigation is over. I don't know. These are decisions that have to be assessed and decided. But right now we've commissioned an attorney named Tim Kasuni out of Sacramento to handle this case. Tim's a smart guy. I know him well. He handled a case for me over the last dozen years against Alameda County, City of Oakland, where we got a very major affirmative decision from a California Court of Appeal sitting in San Francisco, which basically pumped some life into the constitutional norm that prohibits government from taking the use of someone's property without just compensation. In my case, the county of Alameda took the use of a piece of property, and we won this inverse condemnation case against the county of Alameda, and that's the first inverse condemnation win in America that I know of in recent years. In fact, Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts asked just a month before this decision was made, he said, asking the lawyers in a particular case, do you know of any case in America in the last few years where inverse condemnation has prevailed for the citizens? And so Mr. Kasuni is well versed in property law.
Okay, well, hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest, Michael Shaw. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to his website, freedomadvocates.org. Freedomadvocates.org.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Michael and basically listen to what he has to say. We have an excellent DVD of Michael giving a talk at our last conference. It was called Agenda 21, The Wretching Transformation of America. Agenda 21, The Wretching Transformation of America. I strongly recommend it to you. We also had that talk I gave at that time. It was called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. It's about an hour and a half talk, and it gives you the understanding of the fact there is this subversive element. What they're doing, it comes with a syllabus. You can get it with or without the syllabus. But the syllabus has all sorts of government documents and UN documents that will help you to better understand what's going on in the world today. That's the Agenda 21 syllabus and the Agenda 21, the covert plan. So basically, of course, these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, we used to call Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. We have a four-tape set on sustainable development. We have my syllabus on sustainable development. All sorts of very important information there. And they're available certainly by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a DVD on sustainable development, my talk I gave many years ago on the subject, but very little has changed. It's all the same program, and that is to regulate every aspect of our lives, to establish a Soviet system right here in America, and I believe this is going to be God's judgment on this country, unless, of course, he intervenes and totally destroys this country, which might be the very best thing that could possibly happen, and we could start in all over again. But, of course, we're going to have a great revival in America. If we're going to reclaim our freedom, without that, why, we will lose this wonderful land that we've had, and it will simply soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will give you tremendous insight into what's going on today and who is really behind everything going on. It's an easy book to read. It's certainly well documented, and certainly is the basis of almost 40 years of my research. Brotherhood of Darkness, you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, if you'd like to know about the threat of an EMP attack, we have a DVD on the subject. We have a 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. And you must understand this is not imaginary. It is a very real threat. And so basically, if you'd like, of course, to get that, well, you can get that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. But you must understand that America really is in jeopardy today. All sorts of things could happen. We could have a financial collapse. We could have an EMP attack. There could certainly be a major war in the Near East, the Middle East. We know that the Iranians are working, and they have the mechanism today, both the Iranians and the North Koreans, for launching an electromagnetic pulse attack on America. And that would simply be done by certainly detonating one nuclear weapon over Omaha, Nebraska, up 300 miles. Both Iran and North Korea have the missile capacity to do that, and I believe they both have a nuclear weapon that could be utilized. And the resultant EMP attack would simply wipe out the entire industrial foundation of our country. And the question is, this has been known about this danger for 20 years, and we've steadfastly refuse to do anything to prevent it. And you have to ask yourself why. That's why this DVD we have on the threat of an EMP is so important. You'll hear Ambassador Henry Cooper giving you the background of what's going on. And as I talked to him recently off air, I said, Henry, why are they not doing what's logical to protect America from the very real danger of an EMP attack? And after a moment's hesitation, Ambassador Cooper said, Stan, I really can't figure it out. It doesn't make sense. Well, I can make it sense because basically there are people who want to destroy this country, and they're working at the highest levels of our government. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Please, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 12 August 2013. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Monday, and it's all